Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now for FMB Friday, a piece written and produced by Nadira Kamaruddin. And I like a story like that. You know, you get three brothers making this bold move back in 1997, leaving their corporate jobs, starting their own FMB business.
That's very brave.
Yeah.
Fast forward to 2020, Tan Wee Han, Tan Wee Lee and Tan Wee Tuck run the Easy and Light Group together. The group owns a string of F&B businesses, including Brewworks restaurants and microbreweries and wine distributor Crystal Wines.
Now, Wee Han and Wee Tuck oversee Brewworks as chief executive and executive director. And over the last two decades, the brothers have managed to stay strong despite many ups and downs. I mean, 1997, you think Asian financial crisis, yeah. Global financial crisis. SARS even.
Yes. Well, of course, the latest to hit Singapore is the COVID-19 outbreak, and many businesses in Singapore, no matter which sector, have been hit hard by this crisis. Things took a turn when the government announced the closure of bars, cinemas and all other entertainment outlets from last night till April 30th.
Though we have to qualify that, just found out that Brewworks is actually classified as a restaurant. Nonetheless, they are definitely hit by this. And all this, of course, is part of Singapore's fight against COVID-19, entering this new phase amid a wave of imported cases to the country. Well, on the line with us this morning is Tan Wee Han, the CEO and owner of Brewworks. Wee Han, good morning.
Hey, hello, good morning.
You sound a lot fresher, so I take it not as late nights in recent times.
Well, you know, late nights, but I just happen to sound fresh.
So you guys wanted to be your own bosses, you and your brothers. You gave up your corporate jobs. You started the Easy and Light Group. Brewworks, of course, is part of that. Tell us a little bit more about Easy and Light Group.
Well, Easy and Light Group, you know, we have a distribution business and we run restaurants. So it began with Crystal Wines that we started 20-odd years ago and Brewworks, and then subsequently we ventured into a few Japanese restaurants too.
So how did the idea come about in the first place?
Well, I'll say came about by accident. We happened to stumble upon wine and we decided to get into the wine business, and then subsequently, you know, we saw Brewworks and we bought the brand, and we are in the restaurant business.
Did you stumble after the wine or before the wine?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's Friday.
But Wee Han, this COVID-19 outbreak, and before we get to all the various laws that have been put in place and stimulus packages and whatnot, this COVID-19 outbreak, it's been, what, 3 months now here in Singapore, going on 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
How has Brewworks been impacted? And beyond that, right, when you look left and right to your neighbor businesses, how bad are they doing?
Well, I think, you know, our sales have taken a significant hit. Since late January, we've seen a 50 to 60% drop in our business. The trend seems to be looking worse given the border closure and the safe distancing measures that have been put in place. Our neighbors are not spared. You know, they all have the same problems.
So that's interesting, because right before we spoke to you, we just clarified that Brewworks is a restaurant. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So can you just sort of delineate for us to help people understand the difference between sort of Brewworks, the restaurants and the bars, and how they've been impacted differently? Because, you know, some bars serve food, and I just wanted to clarify which ones are actually being impacted.
That's a good question. So when we first heard of this new rule, everybody started asking ourselves if we are a restaurant or a bar. Mm. And eventually, you know, we realized that in our NEA license, we actually classified that license. And we know that all Brewworks are restaurants.
Okay.
While we serve craft beer, a big part of our business at Brewworks is also serving food. So we continue to operate.
Okay, but then public perception would be, I mean, like from Manisha and myself, because Brewworks is known for the craft beer, right? Public perception would think that, okay, maybe they're a bar. So just based on last night alone, did you see, did you see empty streets around where Brewworks is?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I think business has continued to worsen. It's a difficult problem for us to handle now. While we want to promote, to bring more people to our restaurants, we're also very, you know, cautious about encouraging gathering.
Okay. What are you guys doing at Brewworks?
We are, you know, trying to do much more takeaway business. We are, you know, implementing all the social distancing measures that we have to do. And, you know, we're just hoping for the best and hoping that the situation will turn.
Do you have a policy? Because obviously that one of the big talking points have been this week, people who would deliberately, I mean, I can't believe I've heard this in the news, but people who have threatened to deliberately go and sit next to others, breaching the rules over social distancing. I know, right? You saw that kind of thing happening in your outlets, I mean, are your staff mandated to go over and say something about it? I mean, hopefully it's just not going to happen. But also, what measures are you putting in place, and have you been well informed by the government what to do?
You know, our staff are trained to speak to customers like this if we have them. And we usually, you know, can deal with them. And, you know, at the worst case scenario, we just ask them to leave.
But you're prepared to do that, right? That's good. That's good. Tan Mi Han.
I think safety is important. Yeah. Right? We know ultimately safety is above business.
Yeah. Tan Wee Han, CEO and owner of Brewworks, is on the line with us. Wee Han, let's get into the juicy stuff. So the second stimulus package was announced by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Heng Swee Keat yesterday. I wanted to ask, the first one, right, after budget, I'm sure a lot of, you know, F&B businesses gathered to talk about it. Was that useful, and what are you looking forward to most from the second package?
Well, I think that it was a timely relief in such trying times. And it is good to know that SMEs are getting some support when we need it most. I felt comforted to know that our country, our government, and our leaders care. And I also felt really fortunate that our founding fathers had put in place a robust system that not only enabled us to grow, but yet still be able to sustain us in these very difficult times. You know, for us, I think, you know, the package certainly, you know, help us. But in our F&B business, one of the problems, we use a lot of foreign workers. Mm. Okay? We use about 14%, 40% foreign workers. With the package very much focusing on keeping jobs by supporting local workers, I think we have to take a lot of drastic changes in the way we operate in order to reduce our losses. And it's just a bit sad for me to know that a lot of these foreign workers will be affected in this change.
Yeah, speaking of foreign workers, obviously Malaysia closed its borders. It has a lockdown. Has that hurt your business in any way? Has it affected you or any of those others that you talk to in the F&B sector?
For us, you know, not really. Most of our workers have gotten back. I mean, at this time, you know, they know that keeping their job is the most important thing. You know, they have gotten back. At the same time, you know, we have helped them find accommodations and places to stay. And we've managed to get most of our staff back.
This might be a sensitive topic to get into, especially if you have staff tuning in, but one of the concerns whenever you face with recession is always retrenchment. You guys, obviously you have staff and all that, and one of the things the resilience budget aims to do is to stop that, to keep people in jobs. Rental rebate, the feedback's been given that the rental rebate coming in too slow. What have you personally seen? Do you see landlords more encouraged now with the latest measures to sort of pass on the goodwill?
Well, I think landlords must play their part. If they don't step in, it is really impossible for F&B companies to survive in this climate. You know, for us, all our landlords have not responded yet. I think with the package announced yesterday, I think they should be much more motivated to respond to us. But on the other hand, we are also clearer on how to talk to our landlord now. We were waiting for this package, you know, to come out. Now, okay, we know what to tell them. I think the situation's become a lot clearer. You know, we'll be approaching them again today.
Right. We wish you the best of luck on that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely, I can echo that. You've been through crisis before. You've been around 20 years or so, as you said. Mm-hmm. How does this compare to what you've seen before, not just in terms of experiencing the crisis, but also in terms of the response from government?
Well, I think the response is really quite impressive, and also to know the fact that you know, DPI said that this is just the second response and there will be more to come if we need further help. I think that for us, you know, Brewworks as a brand, we've survived through many situations. We survived through the Asia financial crisis. We survived through SARS. We survived through H1N1. I think we'll get through this. There's surely light at the end of the tunnel.
Weehan, obviously, the past couple of months has influenced Brewworks' outlook for the year. Just want to check, were there any expansion plans, perhaps, before all this happened? And what are the plans for the modified plans for the rest of the year then?
Well, you know, to be honest, you know, the second half of last year, we were doing really well as a business. And we were planning on fundraising to open more outlets. A lot of projects were lined up for this year. We were really excited. Unfortunately, everything comes to a standstill now, and much more. We have to rework ourselves in order to sustain this crisis so that we can come back up again.
So I guess it's just survival mode really now.
Of course.
Well, I hope that you're not in that holding position for too long. And, you know, we come through this quickly and effectively. There will be lots of people listening who might run F&B businesses all the way from, you know, the large to the small. What sort of words of encouragement do you have for them?
Well, I think that we must first believe that there's surely light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. I think ask a lot for wisdom, be creative, be daring, innovate, think of new ways. I think businesses should not be afraid of the downside if they need to, right, in order to survive. Right? You know, yesterday when I was listening to budget presented by DPM, you know, I heard this really loud and clear. The DPM says that we must keep our sight on the future. We can emerge stronger. And I think everyone who's doing business must believe in this.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We've been speaking with Tan Weehan, the CEO and owner of Brewworks, on F&B Friday, written and produced by Dindira Kamarudin. Weehan, you stay safe and stay healthy, yeah?
Sure. Thanks.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.